We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
So, Ron, I file into the locker room yesterday and wind up head straight for the Bud Dupree, Mike Hilton, Devin Bush side of the room, and Kevin Colbert's making his rounds, shaking guys' hands, and all of a sudden you hear this yelling, whooping. Guys are saying, here comes the genius. Here he is, the genius. Guys, you should have traded two first-round picks for him. And it was funny, and he was laughing, and everybody was not getting on him, but joking with him about what a trade they made for
Minka. I heard the thing from Dupree saying he should have given up four picks.
Yeah.
Four picks. Didn't say number one. He said he should have given up four for Minka.
Might go down as one of the greatest trades in Steelers history, right?
Well, the greatest is the Jerome trade, I would think.
Unless you include picks. Didn't they move up to draft Polamalu? But yeah. If you're talking getting a player, I would think Jerome.
I mean, Jerome, a veteran player, as opposed to moving up in the draft. But I think Jerome that was pre-draft. The 1 year, that's the best in franchise history to this point.
Yeah.
Off to a pretty nice start with this one.
I didn't mention, too, Hilton's hit on Jared Goff, who, by the way, just looks like, God, did he look bad. Now, they made him look bad, but he's having a pretty rotten year.
Yep.
He sent him flying, Ron. And then they bring in Blake Bortles, and after the game, McVay says that was planned?
Yeah, I don't
Boy,
think.
It seemed like a coincidence
yeah,
there.
Yeah, yeah, I – he blew him up, hit him late. I'm almost expecting there to be a penalty there for roughing the quarterback. You can't hit him anywhere. He hit him low and kind of swept him off his feet. If they'd have called a penalty, would you have been surprised?
No.
I wouldn't have been.
No, and you know where else I wouldn't have been surprised? We're going to get to the officiating, though.
Oh, we can't do it all.
Was the
– Do we have to?
The 4th and 10 to the end zone, where Edmonds made that play, and they said on the broadcast, it was a Gary Myers, said there was clear contact there. I asked Hayden after the game, I said, with the way the league is, would you have been shocked if that happened? He said, not at all. And he said, I stumbled on that play and was so grateful that Edmonds was there to make the play. Edmonds wasn't even looking at the ball.
Right.
But I would not have been surprised to see that called. They get the ball at the 1 yard line if that's called.
Yes, they do.
On a 4th and 10.
Yes, they do.
What did you think of that play?
Absolutely. I thought it could have been interference, right?
Yeah. Now, I don't think – do I think it would have been a great call? No, I don't.
But would that have surprised you if
no,
they'd have called him?
Not at all. Not at all would I have been surprised.
He looked around, too, I'm innocent here. I'm innocent.
There were a lot of weird plays in that game that I want to get to as far as officiating goes, and just a lot of plays in general to talk about.
My favorite was when they gave the ball to the Steelers when it wasn't their ball. Remember early in the game?
Yes, I do.
You know, where it'll be Steelers' ball, and then he had to come back. Correction, that's not the Steelers' ball.
And how about, I'm going to save that one because we'll get to officiating, as I said. But what about dropping into the end zone on that play, Ron? Do you think that Rudolph made a good play there to take the safety?
I don't know that he had much choice.
That's what
they kind of just swarmed him. I mean, I don't know what he could have done. I guess you could have tried to throw it away. You know, maybe you don't get it past the line of scrimmage. It's a safety anyway. Maybe you throw an interception. I'm glad he didn't fumble like he did the game before against the Colts.
Right.
When Al recovered it in the end zone, it's a safety, but that beats the alternative, right?
Yeah, and I heard them batting around on the morning show today, and it was really good stuff. And I take the side of I defend him on that 100%. It'd be one thing if he was standing back there in the shotgun or if he dropped straight back. It was a play action. And when he looked up,
he was swarmed.
Oh,
Aaron Donald was there. Clay Matthews was there. They were he was just.
That was not a banner snap for, I shouldn't say banner because banner is the guy who got run around by Clay Matthews on the right end.
DeCastro got run around a couple times, pushed back and run around.
That shows you how great Aaron Donald is. But on that particular play, Aaron Donald, couple of karate chops to DeCastro, and he was all over him. And Clay Matthews, Banner whiffed. He whiffed. He never got a piece of him. So I think, and Rudolph explained his thinking afterward, was he took the worst of several bad, or the best of several bad options and just ate it. And right. You know what? I think he made a good play.
Yeah, and then they did well on the ensuing free kick. I think they forced the three and out and got the ball back.
For the second week in a row. Maybe that's a new recipe, Ron. Take a safety and then go for the free kick, right?
I don't think so.
Dave on the North Shore, what's up?
Hey, how you guys doing this morning?
Good, man. You?
Okay. Hey, first of all, he should be called the real Fitzmagic now. That's his new name.
Who?
Because Fitzpatrick.
Minka. Okay, yeah.
Yeah, Minka, yeah. But he looks like, he reminds me of Ed Reed, a ball hawk, and he's always around the ball. He never stops, and that's one thing I wish some of the other players, you know, he doesn't stop until he hears the whistle. So he's always around the ball, even on that fumble. A lot of teammates had already stopped and thought it was a dead play. And he keeps he's always aggressive. And what a great pickup. And another issue, I think that we may have to – I think that as far as that safety, I blame the punt returner. What's his name? The one guy that shouldn't even be on the roster.
Switzer fielded the ball at the five-yard
yeah.
line.
No, that's a good point. A good point.
I think they should put Johnson back there.
Now, he fumbled. That's the problem is that he's fumbled a couple times. But he also had their longest return of the season yesterday.
Right. That guy's not giving us anything. You know, he's not giving us anything. That was one of the negatives, I think, you know. But
I appreciate it.
Tidbit of information, I think the offensive line – and the wide receivers, I don't know if anybody's, you know, paid close attention to this. I think they really missed the two coaches that they had last year with Grimm and the wide receivers coach that passed away suddenly.
That's actually
not Grimm. You're talking Munchak.
Munchak and Daryl Drake, of course. A lot of drops yesterday, Ron. But it wasn't just the receivers. I think Samuels dropped one. Did McDonald drop one?
Yes, he did. He dropped a big one. It would have been a first down.
What did you make of the offensive line experiment? How do you think that turned out?
Well, I mean, Aaron Donald still blew it up and made some plays, but they felt like Tomlin's explanation was we had three tackles out there with Filer and Chooks, that they felt that was the best chance they had. Now, I don't know they're going to do that against Cleveland this week. They're going to face another monster in Myles Garrett. So I don't know if they're going to go the same way, but I think this might have been just a one-time thing because of Aaron Donald. That's how much he scares people.
I thought it was probably, you know, a wash in the end, right? I mean, Chooks got beat for a sack pretty cleanly once. Otherwise, I thought he did okay.
I thought DeCastro really didn't have a good game.
Well, yeah.
I mean, he got pushed around a little bit, and I think he had a couple penalties.
Yeah,
too,
it was against that beast.
Really good guy.
He's by far the best defensive lineman, the best defensive player, I think, in the league. I don't even think it's close. And after seeing that and having the conversation about defensive player of the year, maybe that award shouldn't be about just numbers, Ron, because his numbers don't jump off the page.
Just dominates games.
Yeah, I mean, if you're watching the games, he's the best player I've seen, and it's not even – well, I shouldn't say it's not even close because there's a guy on the Steelers named Minka who suddenly is making unbelievable plays, right? He's always around the ball.
Yeah, he is. And they talk about his preparation. I wrote about him in yesterday's PG and found an old quote from Nick Saban saying he's never been around a guy who's prepared like he does. Mm. And Tomlin said the same thing. It's not a rabbit's foot. He said, what he called this is justice or something, that he's being rewarded because of his hard work. And you could just feel the confidence he gives that defense.
Oh, think of what a difference it makes to have a guy like that roaming around back there. It really is exactly what they've been missing for a long, long time, ever since Troy started to fade late in his career. And it's such a difference. And the other thing about the offensive line, even if I say it sort of turned out not really plus or negative, the grand experiment, I have to admire them in the end for trying. You know what I mean?
Oh, absolutely.
I think Mike Tomlin, and this game really swung me in a big way onto the Mike Tomlin train for this season. He's looking at a desperate situation, and instead of crawling into a hole, he's basically, to me, saying, let's get creative. Let's step out of our comfort zone here and try some things, tons of things. Sometimes they don't work. Like Tomlin took responsibility for the play-action call from the end zone that led to a safety, and who knows if the offensive line would have been better or worse if they'd stayed intact. But sometimes they do work, you know? And here's the important point. I think, and from asking players, that his team feeds off that energy, and he said, that's why I'm doing it. Right. That's how I reward them for right. what they're doing.
Hey, I asked you last week, I said, if they win this game, does Tomlin jump up in the conversation for Coach of the Year? I think he does.
Yes.
I mean, I'm not saying he's the favorite at this point. I'm not saying that. But he has to be given a lot of credit. You lose Ben in the second game. You're 1-4. How easy it would have been for this team to fall apart. Easy. And he didn't allow it.
And he's the schemer and the boss of that defense, to me, you know?
Yep.
All right. We have a lot of people on the line, 412-928-9370. And we got a lot to talk about. Let's go to the officiating for a little while.
Do we have to?
A lot happened in that game officiating-wise, including one that I had never, ever... Two, actually. Two calls that I don't think I've ever seen. 412-928-9370. Today's Restoration Player of the Game is Minka. We don't need a last name.
He doesn't need a last name.
The Restoration Player of the Game brought to you by Service Master of Greater Pittsburgh. Got mold? Black and gold fans demand the yellow van.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.